您将要听到的是澳洲广播电台每周播出一课的旅游业英语教程。您可以在我们的网站 radioaustralia.net.au/MAND 的英语讲座网页中下载先前各课的录音以及其他的文字教材。游业英语
English for Tourism
第十六课，讨论旅游内容。
Lesson 16, Discussing a Tour。
各位听众朋友好，欢迎您收听旅游业英语教程。我是澳大利亚澳洲广播电台中文部的节目主持人马建元。在上一课中，我们学习了如何询问客人的喜好，如何表述即将发生的事情，以及如何向客人提出建议。而在这一课中，我们将学习向客人介绍旅游日程时会用到的一些短语。此外，您还有机会继续练习如何用英语向客人提出建议。在这一段对话中，蒙娜和杰克在酒店的大堂里与导游利奥见了面。利奥向客人介绍第二天的旅游日程。日程这个词在英语里是 itinerary。 请听新的对话，我会把每句话为您翻译成中文。
Alright, let's go over our itinerary. We'll take the morning cruiseAnd then have lunch at the quay. After that, we can visit the temples, or you can come back and rest, depending on how you feel.
那么现在让我向您介绍一下旅游的日程吧。我们早上去乘游船，中午在码头吃饭，然后我们可以去参观寺庙，你们也可以回酒店休息，这就要看你们的感觉而定了。
Yes, let's play that by ear.
好啊。那就让我们看当时的情况再决定吧。
At 6, we'll have a traditional dinner and then go to the parade.
6点钟的时候，我们要去品尝传统式晚餐，然后去看灯会。
Excellent. What time should we start out?
太好了，我们什么时候出发？
We should leave the hotel at about 7:30. Don't forget to bring your camera.And it's a good idea to wear warm clothes. It can get quite chilly on the ferry.
我们应该在早上七点半从酒店出发，不要忘记带着你们的照相机。另外，带些御寒的衣物也是一个好主意。游船上可能会比较冷。这段对话中的内容很多，利奥首先集中介绍了一天的活动内容，确保他的客人明白第二天要做些什么以及活动的顺序。需要注意的是，利奥在介绍事情的前后顺序时使用了 after that 和 them 这两个词，请跟着练习下列的短句。
And then have lunch at the quay. After that, we can visit the temples.
现在让我们来听听利奥在建议客人不要忘记带物品时是怎么说的。
Don't forget to bring your camera.
不要忘记带着你们的照相机。
And it's a good idea to wear warm clothes.
带些御寒的衣物也是一个好主意。在这里，利奥分别使用了 don't forget.不要忘记和 it's a good idea, 这是个好主意这两个句型。让我们和老师一起来练习一下。
Don't forget to bring your camera. It's a good idea to wear warm clothes.
接下来让我们一起来收听这段对话中我们学过的内容， 请注意，在利奥的每句话之后会留出一段时间让您重复这句话。
Alright, let's go over our itinerary. We'll take the morning cruise and then have lunch at the quay. After that, we can visit the temples or you can come back and rest, depending on how you feel.
Yes, let's play that by ear.
At 6, we'll have a traditional dinner. And then go to the parade.
Excellent. What time should we start out?
We should leave the hotel at about 7:30. Don't forget to bring your camera. And it's a good idea to wear warm clothes. It can get quite chilly on the ferry.
各位听众朋友，您现在收听的是澳洲广播电台为您编播制作的旅游业英语。
Lesson 16, discussing a tour.
第十六课，讨论旅游内容。接下来我们要学习这段对话中的新内容。在这一部分的对话中，利奥就第二天如何与他的客人蒙娜和杰克见面做出了安排。
Should we take any food?
There's a kiosk on the ferry, but I can ask the kitchen to make up something to take with you, if you prefer.
Thanks, Leo. Some sandwiches would be great.
I'll make the arrangements now. See you in the lobby at 7:30.
Yes, see you then, Leo.
请再听一遍这段对话的最后一部分及中文翻译。
Should we take any food?
我们需要带任何食物吗？
There's a kiosk on the ferry, but I can ask the kitchen to make up something to take with you, if you prefer.
游船上有个小卖部，但是如果你们愿意的话，我可以通知厨房为你们准备一些东西。
Thanks, Leo. Some sandwiches would be great.
谢谢你，利奥。准备一些三明治就好了。
I'll make the arrangements now. See you in the lobby at 7:30.
我现在就去做安排。我们明天七点半在酒店大堂见。
Yes, see you then, Leo.
好吧，明天见，利奥。在这部分的对话中有一个非常有用的短语 if you prefer， 如果你们愿意的话。您还记得吗？在此之前我们还学习了另外一个短语，那就是 depending on how you feel， 看你们的感觉而定。当我们想要给客人提供不同的选择，让客人自己做出决定时，这两个短语就可以派上用场了。他们在旅游业和服务业英语常用对话中非常有用。同样的 I'll make the arrangements， 我就去做安排，这句短语也可以用在服务业中的多种场合。另外在这一段对话中我们还学习了 start out 出发这个词组。这个词组的意思和用法与 What time do we leave？ 我们什么时候出发？这句话中的 leave 是一样的。让我们一起来练习一下好吗？我先给出中文，请您将它译成英语。如果你们愿意的话
If you prefer，
如果你们愿意的话可以坐计程车
Or you can take a taxi if you prefer。
看你们的感觉而定。
Depending on how you feel.
你们可以坐计程车，这要看你们的感觉而定。
Or you can take a taxi, depending on how you feel. I'll make the arrangements.
我们什么时候出发？
What time will we start out?
好，现在让我们一起来学习英语中一个非常流行的俚语。先请您听一遍杰克在这段对话中所说的一句话。
Yes, let's play that by ear.
杰克这句话的意思就是让我们看当时的情况再决定。我们说 to play something by ear 的用意就是要避免对事情做出最终的结论，等事到临头的时候根据当事人的感觉而定，和 let's wait and decide later 等稍后再做决定是一样的意思。请跟着老师重复这个句子。
Let's play it by ear. Let's play it by ear. Let's wait and play it by ear. Let's wait and play it by ear.
我们再听一遍这段对话的最后一部分。请利用利奥讲话之后的停顿间隙重复他所说的句子。
Should we take any food?
There's a kiosk on the ferry. But I can ask the kitchen to make up something to take with you if you prefer.
Thanks, Leo. Some sandwiches would be great.
I'll make the arrangements now. See you in the lobby at 7:30.
Yes, see you then, Leo.
现在让我们完整的听一遍我们分别在第15课和第16课中学习的这段对话的内容。
Now, what did you have in mind?A full-day tour?
Yes.
The zoo looks good. I love animals.
But we can go to the zoo anywhere, Mona. Leo, what's something we can only see in this city?
Well, you are in luck. The Lantern Festival Parade is on tomorrow. It's very colourful.
Is it near the harbour? I'd love to see the harbour.
We have harbours in Australia, Mona.
Perhaps this will interest you. It's a Dolphin Watch Harbour Cruise.
How much will that set us back, Leo?
As you can see, the price is very reasonable.
Oh, this looks good.
It's going to be fine and sunny tomorrow. Perfect for a cruise.
I think I'd like to see the parade.
You can do both. The cruise takes 4 hours, and the parade doesn't start until after sunset.
Sounds good to me.
All right, let's go over our itinerary. We'll take the morning cruise and then have lunch at the quay. After that, we can visit the temples or you can come back and rest, depending on how you feel.
Yes, let's play that by ear.
At 6, we'll have a traditional dinner and then go to the parade.
Excellent.What time should we start out?
We should leave the hotel at about 7:30. Don't forget to bring your camera. And it's a good idea to wear warm clothes. It can get quite chilly on the ferry.
Should we take any food?
There's a kiosk on the ferry, but I can ask the kitchen to make up something to take with you, if you prefer.
Thanks, Leo. Some sandwiches would be great.
I'll make the arrangements now.See you in the lobby at 7:30.
Yes, see you then, Leo.
结束这一课的全部内容之前，请您跟着老师一起练习下列的英语短句。
Then we can go to the harbour. Don't forget your camera. Then we can go to the harbour. Don't forget your camera.
旅游业英语是由澳大利亚规模最大的教授专业英语的多元文化成人教育中心编写。各位听众朋友，旅游业英语第16课的内容到这里就全部结束了。在第17课中，我们要学习的对话题目是在观光渡轮上。如果您有时间的话，欢迎您浏览澳洲广播电台的国际互联网网页。 我们的网址是abc.net.au/ra 澳大利亚维多利亚州多元文化成人教育中心的网址是 ames.net.au 各位听众朋友，我们下次节目时间再会。